I hesitated. That was sweet of him. Dixie burst out laughing.
He was mad because I paid off the rest of the loan. He wanted to pay it off on his own. I wanted him to have a goddamn bike that didn't break down halfway to work every day.
Didn't his mother try to do that, and he refused to drive it until he could pay off the loan himself?
My grandfather, Silas, asked.
Yes, Dixie muttered. But I figured if I told him it was a gift for his birthday, he'd be willing to take the bike. Let's just say that he wasn't.
He's a proud kid,
Pops muttered.
You should have known that he wasn't going to take that.
Maybe,
Dixie admitted.
But Jesus Christ, it's hard watching that boy struggle. He's going to school full time, and he's working full time. All the while he's making it on his own, but only by the skin of his teeth.
I felt like I was missing part of the story, and I wanted to know more. It wasn't every day that someone turned down a motorcycle because he was wanting to do it all on his own. Hell, I hadn't turned down the free vehicle my parents had given me. Granted, it was my mother's old truck, and it was twice as old as I was, but it was still in perfect condition and would suit my purposes perfectly. That, and it was my dream vehicle.
Kid's hell-bent to make it on his own. There's nothing wrong with that, Dixie,
Pops told him.
Not everyone can be perfect like my Phoebe.
I snorted and pushed away from him to look at him incredulously. Didn't you tell me just last week that I had a death wish and didn't have my head screwed on straight? I questioned. His head tipped down to meet my gaze. The reminder of what I'd done last week being brought up again wasn't likely the best idea.
Since you're reminding me of that,
he said, causing Dixie to laugh and me to wince.
Let's talk about whether you stayed your ass out of trouble this week.
I shrugged. I don't know what you're talking about. My father, who'd somehow arrived without my knowledge, snorted.
Actually, no. I caught her sneaking out of her bedroom window this week, scaling the razor wire fence with a blanket off her bed and stealing a car she'd stashed in the woods.
He paused.
Oh. And she had one of my pistols.
I rolled my eyes. I was going down to the Tally Bottoms. What do you want me to do, go down there without any protection? My grandfather started to shake as he suppressed his laughter.
Laugh it up, my father muttered. I'm fairly sure that Amelia will learn all this fun shit from her.
Pops looked down at me and raised an eyebrow.
You wouldn't.
Of course not, I lied. Amelia, who was technically my aunt but in actuality was younger than me, was my grandfather's baby. His youngest and most spoiled. Amelia and I got each other, and though she was a couple years younger, she was exactly like me. Independent and hell-bent on doing what she wanted to do and damned the consequences. Amelia, who is currently nowhere to be seen. Where is Amelia? I questioned.
She's with her mother over there somewhere.
He pointed in the direction of the office-like area where there was food and beer.
They made you a cake.
I grinned. Yeah?
Well, they tried. I think we ended up buying you one, too. It's in the office. Stay away from my new helicopter.
I was halfway across the expanse of the room before he'd called that out to me, and I jiggled my hand at him with a dismissive wave. Pops cursed, while my father laughed. Apparently, they didn't trust me. I'd never... That was a lie. I'd totally done it before. Not that I'd actually done anything as far as taking it for a test drive, because I wasn't that dumb, but I was curious by nature. I did do stuff like test my boundaries and possibly touch buttons that I shouldn't. My eyes scanned the area for the new helicopter, and I grinned when I found it near the back of the hangar. It was missing all the company logo stickers that the other helicopter had, and I assumed that was something that would come soon. My grandfather owned the Life Flight Company that serviced the immediate area. Today's party was a celebration, not for my birthday, but for the opening of the new Life Flight facility in Texas, about a half hour from where we lived. Which was kind of nice, seeing as we wouldn't have to drive the couple hours to see him as much, since he was about to be spending a lot of time here getting the new business off the ground. I looked over my shoulder and then glanced around to see if I had anyone's attention.